The new setup includes some feedback that we gave the city regarding ease of use. Most folks these days would rather use plastic than pay with change, and it was terribly difficult to go into the businesses and then walk back to your meter just to pay. It made parking less convenient for folks. This makes it a lot more flexible for people, not only in the way that they pay, but also in terms of the time and cost of it. The new system actually allows the City of College Station to give periods of time for either special events or other no-cost periods, one of which we requested they're implementing at the beginning, which is free meters after 5 and on weekends.
Okay, great. Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. So after 5 p.m. and then on Saturdays and Sundays, it'll still be free to park?
Yes.
Okay. And where are they at each parking spot? Like, where are they going to be located? Or is it one of those you remember your number?
No, we actually looked at a few different solutions with the city. That's because I have to commend them on is actually including us in the decision process. We looked at a few different systems, decided that the pay-by-number ones were not nearly as convenient. These will be physically at each spot. Basically, there will be a pole between two parking spots, and on that pole will be a meter that functions for the two closest parking spots.
And they will accept debit and credit cards, you said?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And have the new ones been installed yet?
I sure hope so, because they're supposed to go live in like 5 days.
Okay. And what is that date that they're supposed to be activated?
Monday the 19th. We timed it so that they would go active before students got back after spring break.
Okay. And a lot of traffic and a lot of business is done on Northgate, obviously, at night, with the bars and whatnot, and especially on the weekends. So is it something that you may see they actually start charging people to park with the meters after 5 and on the weekends?
Not unless we work in concert for it. This actually started out of a conversation that happened when they removed the parallel parking along University Drive. We actually worked with the city to replace those spots, and as part of an agreement where the merchants had to give up some things, the city agreed to implement this free parking after 5. So it should stay. The real goal for us as an association is not necessarily that peak period on, Friday and Saturday night after midnight when it gets packed. It's more about making it convenient and accessible for, happy hour dinner type of crowd, because that's not nearly as high traffic. And that's when we're trying to grow business in Northgate.
Okay. Is there anything else that I missed or anything that you would like to add about the new parking meters?
We're excited to see them go up and running and see how it works. Hope that folks will come out and give it a try, especially for dinner and happy hour.
I guess this is one more question. What is the rate per hour that will be charged for the parking meters?
75 cents.
So 75 cents an hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go on and look and make sure that's what it is.
Okay.
Or if I'm pulling from memory, but they've got a... city has a lowdown of all their rates.
Okay.
Just Google CSTX Northgate Parking if you ever need it again or need some more information. But Stringles Bay street meter rates, 75 cents an hour.
Okay. And then you can just set how many hours you're going to be there ahead of time?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, there's not a cap either.